John's in Guildford. John, what can you tell us?
Hi. I just wanted to call up and say, I'm a Freemason. I've been one for about 2 years now. And the other Freemasons that have called you up are exactly right. We do a lot of charity work, and basically it's just a big group of friends.
How did you join?
My father was a Freemason, and when I became 21, he invited me in, because you have to be invited in by a member.
Tell me about the first one you went to.
You don't really do much on your first one, you just observe, really.
What did you observe, John?
Well, you have to memorise the rituals, so each week it'll be someone's turn to stand up, and you have to memorise part of the book that they give you and read out certain passages.
Why?
That doesn't, that's a good question.
Thanks.
Just because it's...
You just described the 21-year-old man in Surrey.
Yeah.
You. And the phrase that I think you used was, I loved it.
I did, simply because it's a good way to meet new people, you know, nice people, people that like to do work for charities and do good things. That's why I love it. It's loosely based on religion,
right?
But you don't have to be religious to join. Anyone can join. Most of the people in my lodge, you know, like business owners or police officers, are quite high up in their profession. I work for a housing association. I'm just a caretaker. I earn just a little bit more than minimum wage.
So
anyone can join, and it's just a great way to socialise and do good things.
What, like a pub or a social club?
It's like a social club, yeah.
Forgive me, but I have to tell you that the more you talk, the more I think there's stuff you're not allowed to tell me. I can see where the conspiracy theories come from, because I mean, you could join any old social club. Why do you have to learn rituals?
I suppose it's obviously something that dates back from a long time ago,
So does sending children up chimneys, John, but I don't think you'd want to join a club that did that, would you?
No, of course not, but that doesn't sound very fun.
Here's Louise. My husband is a Mason. I think they're just like dressing up and playing with swords, etc. I find them a bunch of anoraks, bless them, but they're always doing things for charity. They're just normal people from different cultures and walks of life.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, apart from the swords, I mean, I don't go there and...
Why not?
Pay with swords. That's a bit dangerous, isn't it, James?
You're too junior. that's the other thing that they're telling me. Everything is, the lower degrees don't know. Here you go. Derek in Streatham has galloped to my rescue. Try this on for size, John. I see we're visiting Freemasonry again, writes Derek. The first thing I want to tell you is that the Ku Klux Klan is a chapter of Scottish Rite Masonry. You with me still, John? Tell me the point at which you would shout loony, all right?
Loony.
Well, already?
Already, because, the Ku Klux Klan are racists and we're not racists, we just do charity work.
Oh, alright, I have to read the rest out now. You spoiled my game a bit, to be honest, by diving in so early. But it is Scottish Rite Masonry that is the only branch of Masonry that is involved in conspiracy theories. Masonry is divided into 33 degrees, and the lower degrees do not know what goes on in the higher degrees. The only people who will be able to tell you are those who you regularly mock. So if you really want to know what they are about, you are going to have to overcome your own prejudices. He then recommends a book and tells me it's not just Tupac that the Freemasons killed. It's also Jim Morrison, Michael Hutchins, Brian Jones, Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, sorry, carry on.
And Phil Ochs. You like to say that you go where the evidence leads, James. I would like to respectfully suggest that you do not. John, respond to the accusation that you killed Michael Hutchins.
I mean, what can you say to that? I'm speechless. To be honest with you, it's going to sound bad. I don't even know who Michael Hutchins is.
Well, to be fair, John, you would say that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would say that, yeah. Yeah, but my reason for calling up was, I said to one of your colleagues before I called, when I called up, instead of you asking people, you know, what Freemasonry is all about, I'd like to invite you, to my lodge for a night, if you're up for it.
Can I bring my microphone?
You can bring whatever you want.
I can record everything and play it out on the radio the next day. Do you need to check with the Chief Hypanjandrum Lunchbox Man?
I need the head Chief Lunchbox Man to verify.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to do two things. I'll give you a cautious yes, but only if I can record everything. But I'm also, it's a bidding war, John, because frankly, I walk past the place in Holborn most days. That's like HQ, isn't it?
In where, sorry?
Holborn, up by Holborn on Great Queen Street.
To be honest, I wasn't aware of that.
I'm giving you lessons about Freemasonry now.
I know, you know more than me. I just go for the drink, James.
The Grand Lodge on Great Queen Street. I think last time we talked about it, I got offered of a tour around that one. So I'm thinking, I mean, where do you meet in Guildford? Above a pub or have you got your own Masonic Lodge?
It's not in Guildford that I go to. We have our own Masonic Lodge. It's in Aldershot in Hampshire.
All right. Well, to be fair, just in terms of the time it'll take me to get there and back, if I get a better offer, I might go there instead. But in the meantime, thank you. And there you go. Young, funny, nice bloke. Where did the reputation for massive weirdness come from?